And we have Rick Shepherd and Annie Neumann, Commissioner Niemer, are both going to be excluded from. Yeah. Okay, hold up. Bring this meeting, open this meeting for Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. And let's go ahead and do a roll call, please.
Chairman Shepherd, not present. Vice Chair Evans,
present.
Commissioner Weber,
present.
Commissioner Niemer, not present. And Commissioner Schmidt,
present.
So at this time, I'd like to add that Commissioner Niemer and Commissioner Shepherd are absent from this meeting due to the content of the meeting. The meeting is an open session, but it includes a section to approve a three-month lease agreement between the Crescent City Harbor District and Long Fisheries Incorporated, Danny Fish Company Incorporated, and Fisherman's Catch Incorporated.
Mr. This Chairman, time,
yes.
Would the chairman please indicate that in spite of the absence, we nevertheless have a quorum to go forward?
Yeah. In spite of the absences, the board does have a quorum to move forward and conduct business. This time, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, at this time, I'd like to open up public comment period. The general comment period is provided for subjects not included on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. Each person is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes of speaking time. The board may not take action on non-agendized matters. In order to preserve meeting decorum and the nature of general public comments, the board and staff should not respond to statements or questions, but may make themselves available after the meeting. Do we have any public comment at this period? None in the room, any online? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number two. Today's agenda item is to approve a three-month lease agreement between the Crescent City Harbor District and Long Fisheries Incorporated, Dandy Fish Company Incorporated, and Fisher's Catch Incorporated. And at this time, has everybody been provided the material moving forward for the lease agreement?
Yes.
We should have gone, right?
Excellent. Yes. All right, seeing that we have our legal counsel online, Mr. Plotz, would you like to give a brief legal overview of the lease agreement?
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for having me. So before you today is a lease agreement in which the district would serve as landlord and lease the premises that are currently occupied by Fisherman's Catch Incorporated to Fisherman's Catch, Dandy Fish Company, and Fathom Fish Company. The term is for 3 months. All the obligations in the lease are joint and several, meaning that each tenant is responsible for full compliance with the lease terms and conditions, except that the rent obligation is $6,000, and that is separated so that each tenant is responsible for one third of the rent amount to the district, and the district retains remedies as to any individual tenant that fails to pay their particular share of the lease. This lease also terminates the existing lease agreement between the district and Fisherman's Catch, which, as the board is aware, is the subject of lease termination proceedings. So this would resolve that, allow Fisherman's Catch 3 months on the premises with the understanding and the obligation to share those premises with Dandy Fish Company and Fathom Fish. One provision that is included in the lease that I think is important is that the tenants have an obligation to jointly operate the property and the hoists. If they can't agree as to operational controls and priorities. They have an obligation to meet and confer amongst the three of them, but Dandy Fish Company retains the right to determine and resolve disputes if the parties are unable to informally agree on priorities and uses of the property. All parties have reviewed the lease agreement and have confirmed the terms and are ready to sign the agreement. I should add that there are no extensions that are available at the conclusion of the 3 months, and Fathom's right of first refusal is retained such that if at the end of the 3 months, Fathom wishes to exercise its right of first refusal, the district will negotiate a lease agreement with Fathom at that time. Happy to answer any questions if there are any.
So this is kind of, this is a different lease agreement than what we're used to, considering that we have three entities essentially leasing the same area. Is that correct, Mr. Plus?
It is correct. There are two hoists. And so some of the discussion have been that Dandy and Fathom would operate the north hoist and Fisherman's Catch would operate the southern hoist. But that is something for the parties to work out. Part of the uniqueness of this lease is reflective of the fact that crab season is beginning and the principals of the parties have agreed that this is the most efficient way to move forward, given that the season is underway.
Now, you mentioned that of these three entities, that if there was a disagreement on the lease payments, which company would essentially have overriding authority to resolve that?
So clarification on that, each company is responsible for one third of the lease. I mentioned that with respect to how the property is operated, Dandy Fish Company would have essentially the right to determine how the property is going to be operated. For example, if there was a dispute between the parties as to when a particular party can use a hoist, if they can't mutually agree, then Dandy would have the right to say how it's going to go. Going forward, just so that the district isn't involved in operational disputes between the three co-tenants as to how the property is going to be used on any particular day. And we thought it was important that one of the companies have the right, after meeting and conferring with both, to essentially make a decision as to, you know, the particular operational component of the premises.
So if there's a disagreement and one of the other companies, obviously not Dandy, was to step away and we needed to recuperate the lease payment, do we deal with Dandy or do we deal with the company that stepped away that violates the lease agreement?
With respect to rent, we would deal individually with whomever between the three tenants has not paid us.
Okay,
with respect
excellent.
To yeah, with respect to every other obligation under the lease, all of them are responsible, and we can hold any of them individually responsible for all the obligations under the lease.
Okay, excellent.
As a follow-up to John's question, it seems to be that if one of them were to drop out, the $6,000 would then be shared by the surviving two. Is
correct.
That correct?
That's correct.
Such a short-term lease, it's a no-brainer.
So at this time, I'd like to open it up to the board to entertain a motion.
And Ryan, you have to go to a meeting at 1 o'clock, right?
I do.
Okay, thanks for your insights. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to accept that contract as is. Second.
I'll second the motion.
And I just wanted to draw everyone's attention because there was a section that was added this morning. It's this business property and trade fixtures. And So that was this was updated, was posted online. It's essentially that Fisherman's Catch wanted to be assured that their personal property and trade fixtures would not be surrendered after the 3 month lease. So we did an inventory of you know, what belongs to them, and all the parties agree on that. So that's the only thing that was changed. And there was one other typo on the signature block where we had the wrong business name for I guess it's Fathom is a wholly owned subsidiary, but the parent company is Long Fisheries, so we had to change that. But other than that, it's the same one that was distributed yesterday.
They're noted, and that'll be corrected on the final lease agreement signed.
Yeah, this is the one that's posted online now as an updated version, and this is what we'll use.
Okay, excellent. I'll bring it up for public comment. Any online public comment? Right, hearing none, seeing none, we'll go ahead and pull a vote.
Chair Shepherd? Not present. Vice Chair Evans?
Yes, aye.
Chair Webb, Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Commissioner Niemer? Not present. And Commissioner Schmidt?
No.
All right. So the lease agreement fails. Do not have a board consensus. All right. Brings us to agenda item number 3, meeting adjournment.
Okay. Would you care to share? Dan?
Pardon me?
Would you care to share?